Blessed be the name of the Lord God of Israel. The CEO of the universe, the owner of all things, the source of all life, the rock of ages, the great I am. May his name alone be glorified. And may his name alone be exalted. I want to welcome all of you to today's School of the Day Daily Devotional, the CDD Devotional. And today happens to be the 84th episode of Back to Eden. By the special grace of the Most High, today we are going to deal with Who is with you, part 4. Who is with you, part 4. But before that, let me share a word of prayer with you. Daddy, we thank you. Our Holy Father, we bless thee. We appreciate all what you have done for us. And we say with our mouth and testify to your goodness. This morning and this hour in all nations of the world, it is by your grace that we have seen and we have lived to experience. Grant us your grace. Grant us your mercies. Grant us spirit of understanding. Help us to know you, walk with you, so as to spend eternity with you. I thank you, Abba Father, that through your word you will heal those who are sick and you will deliver those who are in captivity. In Yahushua's name I have prayed. Amen and amen. You are all welcome again to this morning Cool of the Day Daily Devotional. And today happens to be the 84th episode of Back to Eden. We started with a topic, Who is with you? And we saw that who is with you can equally feed you for you to lose where Yahuwah has placed you. The enemy is so subtle, and the enemy has a way of talking to and with he that is to be with you, she that is supposed to be with you, and at the end of the day, you will be fed with that which will cause you to lose your soul. People of the way, many are afraid and careful not to eat poison in the restaurants of men. Many have become careless in eating poison as far as their souls are concerned. If you don't discern, you will descend to the belly of the earth. If you don't walk with discernment, you will walk to the belly of the earth. You descend low to the belly of the earth. So he who feeds you matters. We saw that the woman who was to be a helpmeet was spoken to and with first by Satan. And when she took of it, gave some also to the man. And the man did not investigate nor ask any question. The man also ate it. In the offer, you have to be very careful and investigate. Don't assume that they are the same. There are good people around you, godly people around you today, and the enemy can use them. So always check the source of that food. Check where it is coming from. Don't assume that it is one of the fruits in the garden. It may be be the forbidden one. Satan don't have time to be bringing new containers. What he does is he will only change the content. If he is able to load the contents, the same container will come to you. It will be in to destroy your life through feeding of information, feeding of a word. Child of Jehovah, Jehovah will bless you, keep you, save you by sending people with a word. That is why if you are with a friend, a brother, who has no word, carry no word, empty, or possessed with words of the enemy, you are in trouble. People of the way, today we are going to look at kinds of people, different kinds of people, who are with you perhaps now or yet to be with you, and they have a role to play in your life, and you have to check the food they serve you, the food unto your soul. I mean the word, the knowledge they impart, it can kill you or can give you life. It is very important. Now, these groups of people I'm about to talk about, they are teachers. So under these teachers, we are going to look at the kinds of people who comes into our lives and feed us with information, feed us with knowledge, feed our souls. And you either die or live. Now, people of the way, the first group of people who are teachers and come to be with us and spend time with us happens to be our parents, biological fathers and mothers. They are teachers. Proverbs chapter number 6, the verse 20. Let's journey to the wise man's wisdom. Solomon. Let's go to Proverbs chapter number 6, the verse 20. And I read, "My son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the teachings of thy mother." So parents are teachers. In fact, they are the first teachers. You know, Jehovah used them to bring you into this physical world. Therefore, they have a role to play in teaching you, giving instructions. And as you are with them and they are with you, they are teaching you based on the things they tell you, they say, and how they live. Men learn fast from our deeds more than our words. So, therefore, your parents, their lifestyle, their words, they are teaching you. In fact, there are many dumb and deaf children, and they were born in a family, and they grew up to know so many things, and they never heard the voice of their parents, but through their lifestyle, they learned a lot. People of the way, likewise, they feed our souls. If you are not careful and take in anything and everything they feed you with, you are going to be in trouble. You see, Life is in such a way that there are stages and seasons. There is a season and a time that your parents will feed you. Right from when you were day born, your parents will feed you. They will teach you. But listen to me. Don't ever think that once they brought you into this world, everything they serve you is good and it is going to cause you to make heaven. In fact, in the physical realm, no parents will love to serve their children poison, except their possession, they want to kill them because they carry them in their womb for a year and some say 9 months. Now, they did not kill them and they will continue to feed them for them to grow. That is the realm of the physical. But in the realm of the spirit, your soulish world, where they feed your soul, any lie they feed you with, they are poisoning your soul. They are killing you unaware. So therefore, you have to watch and investigate the source of the information they are giving to you. There are many parents who teach, and it is African belief. We don't go by African belief. We go by heavenly belief. There are cultural beliefs. There are tribal beliefs. And some parents even use their life experience to teach us, to feed our souls. Be very careful. Sometimes they will even tell you that they met Yahuwah before you. They will tell you that they will tell you that they met Yahuwah before you, and that they have served Yahuwah for a long time. And if they have served Yahuwah for a long time, why will it be that people of the way, what they tell you, you are not going to take it? No, it doesn't work that way. You have to understand that they were meant to feed you, and your soul belongs to Yahusha. He's the bishop of your soul. He's the bishop of your soul. I hope you all can hear me. Some network challenge, so can you all hear me? Thank you. So therefore, your soul, you have to entrust it into the hands of Yahuwah and not any man. There are times, because physically they feed you and never poison you, you may think that they can also feed your soul without poisoning you. Who will ever think that Eve will serve Adam with poison? Likewise, you have to be very careful. Your parents are not Yahusha and they are not God. Yahuwah has used them to bring you up, to be a blessing to you, to teach you. It does not really mean that all what they tell you is the truth, because they are not going to answer the questions for you that day. So you have to be very careful. We are going to pick them one by one and go into details as we journey through this topic. The next teachers happens to be pastors, spiritual fathers, pastors. You have to be very, very careful with the information they feed you with. He said, I will give shepherds according to my heart, I will give them. Shepherds are given. They are not made in Bible colleges. They have to be called. Anyone not called, and you allow them to feed your soul, and you don't check the source, you'll be in trouble. For the group of believers, they will now open the Bible and check whether it is there as Paul has taught them. They will not be like the other Christians. Make sure you use scripture to investigate revelations, to investigate teachings, to investigate doctrines. I've seen that many churches' doctrines, they are not rooted in scriptures. And many love their church doctrines than the doctrines of the kingdom. Most of them are heretics. Most of them are false. You see, during the Dark Ages, that was the time many doctrines came up. The north, the south, the east, and the west. And Dark Ages is when truth was scarce. So you can imagine, most doctrines of churches, denomination, came during the Dark Ages. Whereas the Bible is only interpreted by one person. And they bent Bibles, hid Bibles, covered Bibles so that people will not get access to them. So if you have come to realize these truths, there is a need for you to be very careful when it comes to teachings from pastors, prophets, and apostles. It's very important. The other ones are friends. Friends. You have to be very careful with friends. And when we get to this one, we will investigate who friends are according to scriptures. Friends. See, there are many people, they think that because their friend has helped them in getting a job, can help them in making heaven. Perhaps Satan will use them rather to cause you to walk outside the will of the Father. You have to be very careful with friends. You know, because friends, you are close to them, there is going to be an influence. If you don't take care, what they do, you will repeat, you will do same. You will begin to live the life your friend is living, because behavior is contagious. Lifestyle is in fact, life itself is contagious. Any life your friend is living, you are likely to live same. You end up talking like them. You end up, you know, acting like them. You end up taking decisions like your friends. When we were in school, we learned something, peer pressure. They can pressurize you to act and live in a certain way, and it is all about influence. Life is all about influence. So your friends can teach you, and when they teach you, they are feeding you. Eve served Adam and did not investigate, and Adam died. So you have to be very careful with friends. The friend who is with you, the friend who is working with you, the friend who advises you, the friend, listen, whoever imparts knowledge to you is either giving you life or killing you. Many are walking corpses. They have died. Though they eat well physically, they are healthy physically, they are strong physically, but they have died. So when we get to friends, you will know kinds of friends, and you will now know that this person is actually not your friend. You don't need many friends. and the person you are calling friend, it's too early to call someone a friend. Some of you, all the people on your Facebook friend list are actually not your friends. There are people you call friends and they are not your friends. So when we get there, we will learn how friends in the Bible killed the souls of people. It's very important. Another group of people are leaders. Leaders are teachers. Any pace setter is teaching you through what they say, how they act. You are a follower. And he who is leading you, you are likely to walk the way he's walking, talk the way he's, speak the way he speaks, act as how he also acts. Because leadership is all about positive influence. So whoever is leading you physically can equally feed your soul. There are many leaders who are in bed with the Antichrist. There are many leaders who were made from classrooms full of lies. There are many leaders who are Freemasons. There are many leaders who are worldly. There are many leaders, and we have allowed them to impact knowledge, to feed us. Look at what is happening in the world. They are dancing to the tune of the Antichrist. They are marrying with the Antichrist. They are dining with the Antichrist. Therefore, if you fall and you allow every leader to feed you, you are going to be in trouble. Many African leaders are learning from Western world leaders. You know, many people, they go to school to become leaders. They study leadership in schools to become leaders. And our educational system today, I tell you, it has been programmed to take Yahuwah from people. It has been programmed to kill people. I made a statement by the Spirit that people use money, go to school, they pay. After that, they receive death certificate and not PhD. Because at the end of the day, it takes God from them. It kills the seed of righteousness in them. There are people who were prayerful. They love Yahuwah until they went to university. Now they don't believe that even God exists. Science, all kinds of, you know, topics they treat in school, gradually bring doubts. And anything that is sowing doubt in you is taking Yahuwah out from you. Because you can relate with Yahuwah through faith, and doubt is an enemy of faith. So you have to be very careful with leaders. Another thing that many eyes are not on happens to be creation. Creation teaches us. And many, you see, that is why the enemy is trying to bring artificial stuff. You know, because nature teaches. You know, in Proverbs 6, let's go to Proverbs 6, verse 6. Proverbs 6, verse 6. Proverbs 6, the verse 6. The Bible says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise." He said, go to ant and you'll be taught. You'll be taught wisdom, how to be wise. See, Yahuwah created things in such a way that his creation teaches us a lot. That is why Satan is bringing in artificial GMO trees, birds, animals. We have foreign dogs, foreign fowls, ducks, goats. In fact, they have changed their DNA. So what they are teaching today, they are teaching things that is outside the will of the Father. I'm telling you. Many people have become foolish today because Satan has changed creation. He has infiltrated creation with artificial stuffs. And you can imagine, what will that thing teach? Will it teach that Yahuwah is alive? How will a robot teach that Yahuwah is alive? Look at this foreign stuff, the food they even eat. You know, and some are acting like gays. You will see a cock who never crossed before, but is laying eggs. What does that teach you? A cock laying eggs. You know, there are all kinds of things. They can cross breeding. What does that teach you? Cross breeding. Now they can cause a goat to sleep with to cross a pig, and some kind of animal will now come out. All kinds of things. You know, these foreign dogs, they do crossbreeding. Okay? So they have a character which is not natural, which is not according to how Yahuwah has programmed them to be. So creation teaches. In fact, let's go to Job 12, verse 7 to 8, as I end for today. Job 12, verse 7 to 8. Job 12, the verse 7 to 8. Can somebody help us? So Job alluded to the fact that all what Yahuwah has created, it teaches us a lot. Can somebody help us with the scripture? Job 12, verse 7, even to 8. All right. I read. The Bible says, "Oh, remember." Sorry. 12, verse 7 to 8, yes. "But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee. Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee." It shall teach you. You see, creation teaches. It teaches the existence of Yahuwah, the Creator. Creation speaks volume about the existence of the Creator. Creation teaches wisdom. You see, if you look at a bird, you see how bird they you know, do their nest. If you check it, you can imagine. Look at a rat will dig a hole, and then there is an exit and there is an entry. That's where we copy it from. That's why when we build our houses today, they now have an exit, you know, gate or door. They do many doors. In case of eventuality, they jump out from the exit. They walk away door. So sometimes it is at the back. Like they learned it from animals. They do that. If you are chasing a rat and you are digging, it will jump out from the other. Sometimes they have two exits, you know, doors. And sometimes they put rock or a stone to block that side. So that snakes and other things will not enter. But the moment you are digging their main door, okay, they will remove that stone and jump out. By the time you realize, the rat is gone. Man learns from them. Look at an eagle and a hawk. They learned, you know, aeroplane flying. They learned all those things from them. So creation teaches. That is why Satan has also brought his own things. He has destroyed the beauty of nature and has brought in artificial stuff, GMO foods, trees. Everything has become so unnatural. You see? So what would they be teaching? So you look at the character of some, the so-called, normally called foreign breed, GMO food, trees. You can imagine, you see, you know, a pineapple those days, when it becomes yellowish, you know that it is ready for food. But today, you will see a pineapple so green, but so sweet. And the moment you eat it, your throat, you see that it will be itching you. Your throat. A green mango, and if you taste it, so sweet. But those days, it needs to ripe. It needs to turn yellowish or sometimes reddish. What does that teach you? It does not follow order. It does not follow how it has been programmed to be. It is not following. So the enemy is teaching people that you can use any other means to become. These are lessons. That is why the whole world has changed. Look, everything Satan is bringing into the world is to teach us something. It has taught us to the point that many don't believe that Yahuwah is alive. Many now believe that you can be created gay. You can be created lesbian. Imagine. I'm ending here. These are the group of teachers. That is why he gave us the ultimate teacher, the Holy Spirit. So Satan has people he uses to teach us. We will take them one by one another time. And we are going to go into details so that you will understand and beware. Especially when we get to creation, you will know that things are not the same anymore. Things have changed, and it was not so from the beginning. It is promised to be an interesting study. So make sure you join every time and be blessed. May Yahweh bless you. Take care of yourself. Know that he is coming. And anywhere you find yourself, make sure that the lessons that you will be taught, you reject that which is not from above, lest it can kill you. You have the right to reject them and never eat. No matter how hungry you are, there are foods which are poison, you know, and you are not going to eat. Likewise, reject them and never let them get in. Yahweh bless you. Take care of yourself. We will meet again tomorrow, same time. Bye-bye.